Hello and welcome to Watch What Croppins. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. It's Summer House and Day. We had an amazing time at South by Southwest. You can read all about it this weekend in the newsletter, which is free on Patreon. So go check those out. Those are fun blogs about what we're up to, what Bravo is up to. They're every week. You can read them for free. It's also where you get videos of our recaps, as well as ad-free bonus listening, as well as bonus listening, as well as all that. Discord server, all that is patreon.com/watchwhatcroppins. And today is Summer Housen, Season 10, Episode 7, Makeups and Makeouts.
Whoa, whoa. Wow. Makeups and makeouts. It's all happening. Very excited to dive into this one. So we begin with Amanda, and she's announcing that tonight they are going to be playing Spin the Bottle because they're all just sitting around in their living room. And it's going to be like a truth or dare or spin the bottle, but I think they're just going to kiss. So they get into an arrangement and buckle up, everyone, because this goes on for the next 12 minutes of airtime.
Yeah, this is one of those episodes of Summer House where I'm like, is it over? Is the show just over? What are we doing? You guys are too old to be playing Spin the Bottle. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely too old to be watching you play Spin the Bottle and being like, and who's going to make out with Jesse and pretend that that's fun? Have you heard his new song? I haven't. I watched it in silent and it was still painful.
I heard some of it, like somewhere in our drunken South by Southwest weekend. I heard a clip of him singing and it was just like, it was just so generic. Like, I didn't know you could be more generic than Michael Bublé, but apparently you can be. And it's Jesse Solomon.
He wishes. I can't even believe you would say Michael Bublé because that's like his dream. He's like going for that, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, here we are. It's a makeout episode of Summer House. Tonight, we're going to play Spin the Bottle or like Truth or Dare Spin the Bottle. Like, oh, wow. So fun. So they do that. And Wes is doing this thing where he's like, I'm so sad about Sierra. I'm not buying this. You know, you won't even make the effort to take a shower and comb your hair. I do not believe you're going to make the effort for Sierra. And then he has this whole episode where he's really trying hard to get the audience, I think, on his side with this whole, like, I'm into Sierra thing. And then we see in the previews him being like, yeah, but I'm going to hurt her. And then doing the typical fucking thing, the typical fuckboy thing. But I'm afraid I'm going to hurt her. And then sure enough, by the end of the preview, she's crying. Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah,
what the hell?
I'm sort of like over this thing of like, I don't know, this like sad, sacky, like, you like me, you not like me. I kind of am like, shit or get off the pot. Okay, shit or pass the lover boy, whatever it is. Like, I'm just like the little touching or whatever. It's just all so passive and wimpy. So Sierra's like, are you sad? He's like, no, you drunk? No. Like, okay, fine. So Kyle, he winds up like sort of flopping down on the sofa in a way that like it basically Bailey winds up stuck next to Ben, which is her nightmare because she can't stand Ben these days because he was a dick to her the last episode.
Yeah. And so she's stuck next to him and Amanda tries to make the rules where, you know, if married people or if people are dating and Ben's like, no, fuck that. There's not different rules to different people. If you want to play, we're all fucking in. And Sierra's like, yeah, he says nar, nar, nar. Jesse's like, well, how convenient. Ben wants to kiss the married people again. And Ben literally cracks up, which proves Bailey's point from last week. Jesse could make the joke and everybody would laugh. I mean, I think that Jesse making the joke and everybody laughing is because he's part of the friend group more. Like, she's new here.
And
also, she actually likes Ben's
awkwardness.
Yeah, and it's a callback and everything.
But still,
it's openly mocking the fact that he wants to fuck Amanda, which everybody knows you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So, oh my God, Amanda and KJ, the bottle spins and the bottle lands on KJ. KJ, who is still dating Dara, by the way, as revealed last night on Watcher Happens Live. So they have like a cute little kiss. He kisses her on the cheek. And then Kyle spins it and it lands on Jesse. And they're like, oh, that's hilarious. And they're like, dude, kiss on the mouth, kiss on the mouth. They kiss. And then Ben does it. And guess what? The bottle points to Bailey.
Yep. And they make, they fully make out, you know?
They have like a real makeout.
Yeah.
And
he's a hot guy and he knows how to make up with you when he's wrong. He may not know how to say I'm sorry very well, but he does know how to say I'm sorry in the right way by giving you a good, solid, romantic movie makeout. And it works. She's like, okay, I forgive him.
Yeah. She totally is won over by his kiss. It's just so funny. I don't know. Like, I'm just, I feel like I'm seeing him as a faker and faker person. The whole like, oh, I got actually so, I get so embarrassed when you talk about girls and relationships and I'm a really shy guy. And then he's like a shy guy, but then is like has real strong dick energy and not like big dick energy. I'm talking about dick, like personality wise energy towards Bailey last week. But then he like does, I don't know. There's something about the kiss coming on strong with the kiss that I just didn't love. I don't know. It's like, it's all like not, that doesn't add up with what he proclaimed his personality as earlier. And you're the one who made the girl cry last episode, but now you're just going to give, I don't know, going to give her a kiss to, I'm just smooth it over. I don't know. Something is just not adding up for me. It's like, I can't put my finger on it, but I'm really, he's like really curdled for me.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? Like, here's the thing about curdling. Milk is interesting and it's delicious and it's tasty and it's worth the stomach ache. Ben's just boring. I'm not even going to give him curdling, you know, things that I really like curdle. Ben, I don't really hate. I don't really like him. He's just some blah, basic dude. So I don't really care.
Yeah. So Ben is like, well, you know what? I hate her sense of humor, but at least she's a good kisser. So, you know, whatever. And she's like, whoa. That was not a hate kiss. That was like a good kiss. I think my hand was on his face. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she was rapturing during it. She was like, ugh. Like her hand was like on his face. And she was like, it's all I ever wanted.
So Levi kisses Kyle's cheek. Sierra gives KJ a peck. Jesse kisses Wes. Sierra makes out with Bailey. And then Ben spends and gets a dare, and it's to jump naked in the pool. You know what? No one did. Let me tell you, in a group full of non-model people, no one has that as a dare. No one has ever dared me to get naked and jump anywhere. Also, they're like,
is that even please, a dare please on keep, this cast anymore?
My friends play, please keep your clothes on, Ronnie. That's the games we play at parties.
But also they jump naked into the pool every episode. So it's like saying, I dare you to get a beverage from the fridge. It's like, oh, okay. That's what I do anyway. Nah.
My friends so play spin the caftan and make Ronnie wear it at all times.
So then he does it. So then Jesse spins the bottle and it lands on Levi. And who is there, by the way? Levi is there. So Jesse's like, okay, I'll kiss Levi. Levi, like, who is? And then I guess he thought that it said Lexi. Well, he said Lexi. Oh, where's Lexi? Like, no, Levi. Anyway, the point is, he doesn't even know who Levi is. He's like, who's that? Is that someone from production? Levi.
I know the audience is the same way. They show Levi and they just put up Levi on the screen. Ding. Yeah. Just one of the arrows, like Emerald's girlfriends that we never saw last year.
They don't even give Levi confessionals, I think. I just was thinking about it. That we're like now seven episodes in or so. We've never had her give a confessional, have we? Maybe in the first episode.
But she's given confessionals, just not very many. For sure.
She's goner.
She's a goner. So West is rubbing his foot now against Sierra's leg and moping. He's like, meh. So Ben asks, like really does... Does size matter? I mean, it's like, it's not always about the size. It's what you can do with it. And they're like, it's the motion of the ocean. Now, West is flirting, playing footsie with Sierra. And she's like, uh-huh, whatever. So it's now Kyle's turn, and he has to make out with Amanda. Or Amanda has to make out with him, I would say. So they do. And everyone gives them an aw. He's like, yeah, this is good. It's ridiculous, but you know, it's just a kiss. But I haven't kissed Amanda for a while. It's all I needed, guys. This is all I needed. She's like, you smell like cheese.
That's, I would love that. Like, that's great. Like, oh, you smell like one of my favorite foods. I have honestly no problem with cheese smell. I love it. and I would not be upset if someone smelled like cheese.
But you just spent yesterday's recap talking about how you don't like when people smell like food.
No, I don't like marshmallow scent.
Oh, marshmallow.
Did I say food in general?
Well, I guess I took it to food. Like, why don't I want to fuck you if you smell like food? I took it there, I guess. But you know, we got a lot of pushback on that. We took a lot of pushback on that. A lot of people use marshmallow scent. Did you know? I didn't know that was like a thing that people were into.
Yeah, I did know. I did know because I smell it everywhere. I 100% knew, and I embraced the push. I knew. I'm going into this hot take. Look, I'm awake now, guys. I'm activated.
You are. You're like, yes. KJ, rebelling.
KJ and Amanda kiss, and then Levi, and then Jessica's like, oh wow, marshmallow scent. Well, I'm here. No, of course I knew that a lot of people were into it because I smell it everywhere and I think it smells awful. And you don't know how many people, by the way, to all the people who love the marshmallow scent, you don't know how many people that you walk by afterwards go, ugh, like it's not just me. There's like, I think that there's like a sizable population of people who are disgusted by the marshmallow scent as it goes by. I mean, every elevator, you don't know the look when the person wearing the marshmallow perfume leaves, the way everyone in the elevator always looks at each other, like, oh, it's like it happens all the time. It's not like, this isn't even like a hot take from me. not a confrontation. When someone's on drugs, and you have to gather all the family around.
Intervention.
Intervention.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, no one likes the marshmallow scent. We all suffer through it.
I've never even smelled it. Do you think it's like the cilantro bug that people have where some people taste cilantro and it smells like, it tastes like soap, but then to some people it's normal? Because I don't mind a marshmallow smell, but man, really, and don't. Then for you to like look at other people and then other people are like, yes, we're bonded over this hatred of marshmallow smell.
Yeah. I like, now I have actually doubled down on my hot take, and now I've been like, and other people feel the same way, but it's honestly true.
Yeah, go really look around an elevator. Next I have time to, wait, you I leave really, it, you bunch of marshmallow smelling dopes.
I need to go find that backlash. Where was it? Was it on Reddit or something?
I mean, it wasn't huge. There's just some comments like, oh my God, I'm backing out of the room smelling like marshmallow. Oh, well, I have some, you know, I smell like marshmallow. I love that scent. Or they're like, well, isn't this Rihanna's scent? It's my favorite scent. Or whoever made the marshmallow.
Oh, well, you
smell.
Made it sound like they were angry at me. So I got all hostile.
And I when said, people push are back. Like, oh, you just took it that way.
Well, I guess it's been like inside me for a long time. I haven't really had a rant about the marshmallow scent ever in my life. So it just had to come out. The way you said like there was pushback, I thought it was people being like, I like it and everyone likes it. So I was like, no, it's wrong. But now that I know, it's people being like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And I'm like, yeah, you should be embarrassed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come in that tone. I meant to say, you know, wear what you want to wear, but just know not all of us love it.
Wear what you want to wear. Just know that Ben is disgusted by your very presence. And he hopes that you are swallowed up into a hole in the earth and never to be smelled again.
Because the difference between the marshmallow scent and the cilantro is that, like, I'm not going around forcing cilantro into everyone's mouths. But if you have the marshmallow scent, you're forcing that marshmallow scent into everyone's nose.
Okay. Noted.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do, marshmallow pig. That'll do.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So West keeps kind of, now he's like holding on to Sierra, like touching her, like just holding her arm lightly. And Jesse's, everybody's laughing at him because he looks crazy. It's like, what is he doing? And then Jesse laughs at him with his big mouth. And West is like, ha, 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 ha. Quit it on, Jesse. He's like, bitch, I will fuck you up. And Sierra's like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Then she tells us, like, I think it's very clear that we, like, miss each other. And, like, you know, like, we miss our friendship. And, like, I guess we're still attracted to each other. But it's just, like, this weird state of limbo. And, like, it's just, like, so disorganized and, like, crazy. Sierra, it's very hard for me to respect you when you're flirting with this fucking loser. That's it. I can't respect you right now. I'm withholding it.
So Bailey's like, okay, well, who's next? And like, okay, Wes and Sierra have to make out. And then she, like, Sierra drinks her wine and Wes stands up and it's like, oh my God. But no, so it doesn't happen. So KJ's like, are we done? Good game, everyone. It's like, yeah, I'm getting aroused. Kyle has a boner, so he puts like a pillow over his boner and skedaddles out of there.
That's weird. What was he getting aroused by?
I don't know, actually.
Someone was wearing marshmallow. I'm telling you.
Marshmallow. Marshmallow scent got him stiff. So now they're going to rally. Now they're dancing, Club Send It and all that stuff. And Jesse is singing something and Sierra's not impressed. Same with all of America. And then Ben goes up to Bailey's room. He like knocks on the door like, nerk, nerk. And he like sits on the bed next to her. Nerk, nerk. Nerk, nerker. So he's like, can we chill for a second? How's your heart rate? My heart rate's through the roof. And she's like, mine's through the roof. And I can't believe that we had to make out. That was really crazy. Are you coming over here to yell at me again? Because I don't have a sweet green salad to throw on the floor. So, what is
that? I appreciate that we were both dedicated. If you had said no, I would have been really offended. So I'm glad you just rolled with the punches because I don't know how to flirt. I was just like, I'm not going to say no and be that asshole who's like, don't touch me. And he's like, yeah, double down. No, listen, we're okay. Listen, I don't feel good about yesterday. I was going to come sort of check on you, you know, when you were crying. And then we all went out and had so much fun without you. But I just figured it's better to let it go. It's like,
okay, well, you know, if you're still upset, you're allowed to be upset.
He's like, no, I'm not upset. I'm laying here next to you in bed with my armpit showing. Because I know, I'm not upset at all. That's a man's international sign for I like you now. Look at me armpit.
Ben's like, and you know, he's like, you know, I just want you to let you know, I'm good. And she's like, okay. And you can think that I'm still a dick if you want. But by the way, the way he kept on saying, like, I just want you to know I'm good. We're good because I'm good. I'm like, yeah, but are we allowed to see if she's good or are we just going to just keep going? That's
exactly. Is this an apology or it's like, I just want you to know I'm no longer mad at you. She's like, hey, I was the one crying. Remember how I was crying and didn't cry? He's like, nope, you're forgiven. All right. You can stop crying and, you know, unnork yourself. Come back out.
Nork. So Bailey's like, well, I don't want to think you're a dick. I just thought you were hot and funny. I really did. And he's like, well, all right, half dick, half funny would be okay. Although we all know I'm full funny and not dick at all. I'm a nice guy, right? You're the one with the problem here, but I'm good. Anyway, we're good. I promise. I'm sorry. So everything's fine.
So there we go. She's like, there we go. It took a minute, but it came out.
She's like, well, I accept it. I thank you. I appreciate it. I'm having a very hard time flirting. Okay, Bailey, okay.
So they hug, and then she's like, yeah, we're moving forward, but the crush on Ben is dead. We're just both passionate, and maybe there's sexual attention, but no relationship.
I mean, there's just too much passion, too much fire for me. I need sweet greens.
Yeah. Sweet greens. So Wes fell asleep in the chair, so he woke up. Now it's Sunday and it's 9:53 a.m. Everyone's waking up. They're like, don't wake up at 9:54. 9:53 is when you wake up. So they wake up and they're all sort of like hungover and they're going to shower. And Amanda's like, I'm going to shower. And Kyle's like, I'm going to come in with you.
What?
I'm going to shower with you.
No. You take a shower, then I'll shower.
He's like, I'm going to shower with you, Amanda. She's like, I don't want to take a shower with you.
I got you a watch.
Bailey in Levi's room. Levi's so drained, you guys. And Bailey says, yeah, I managed to attract a man to scream at me, and we're not even fucking. So what about that? So then Amanda goes to Sierra's room, and she's looking for her yellow top. And Amanda's like, did I fall on my butt at some point yesterday? And she's like, my ass still hurts from the fall, too. So everyone's butt hurts, and we see Sierra falling at the winery. Yeah.
We should also give, since I feel like our days with Levi are numbered, we should give credit to the fact that she basically quoted Marlo Hampton when she said, God, this weekend drained me. Because that's Marlo's big line is, today drained me. Which I don't even know why that line is such a, why did that line go viral with Marlo? It's just like,
I don't
like
remember that.
It's like her viral, if you go online, there's all these memes of Marlo saying, today drained me. I'm like, I support the meme because I like it. I like a Marlo meme, but I don't fully understand why that is like, oh yes, what an amazing line. I don't know why that one's the one that broke through. But either way, I mean, give credit to Lexi for paraphrasing it on this show.
Okay. So then West is joining Ben on the couch and Kyle comes in. It's guy time. And yes. West is like, I don't remember anything, which is, of course he doesn't, because he's on these shows and they have this magic thing where they don't remember anything when they're drunk. I unfortunately remember everything. I wake up and I'm like, oh shit. I just have the whole litany of crap that I did, or the whole list of crap, I guess I should say, of shit that I did the night before, and immediately start sending texts to make sure that people are not mad at me. Like, oh, I'm so sorry, but hope we're good. I don't get this. Nobody remembers. Is it a curse that I remember things?
No, it just means that you drink responsibly, I guess, because you don't black out, or that you don't lie. Like these guys obviously
do. I think they're lying.
So Wes is like, yeah, the winery got the best of me. So Jesse walks. He's like, hey, is this a boys pile? And then in Sierra's room, Amanda is like, last night, Sierra, Wes was like touching you. He was like rubbing your back, which, by the way, can we circle back to that? I did think it was like a little weird during that whole scene. The spin the bottle. It was one thing, like when Wes put like his little, like his sock, you know, on Sierra's foot, like, okay. And he had to stretch so far because he was so far away. But then when he kind of like put his hand and like was sort of like stroking the lower of her back, I actually felt like a little like, this doesn't feel quite right, because you guys don't have that relationship anymore. And that's like, it was a little bit of an intimate thing. And I don't know, I was sort of surprised that Sierra was not upset about that, because I would think that that would be a little bit of like a boundary crossing. So I just want to clock that, because I thought that was a little like, to me.
She just sat there and kept giving him looks like, what the fuck are you doing? So weird.
Yeah.
Like last week he said, I'm just afraid to talk to you. I just don't know how to talk to you. And she's like, yeah, on purpose. That's how I made it. And so now I guess he's throwing his hat in the ring by being like, are we flirting? Or I don't know.
I'll touch your non-love handle, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't know that it needs to be like a whole, you've crossed boundaries, but I would at least like her to like move his hand away or change positions. Because like,
I just felt like, I don't know, it wasn't, I'm not going to be like, it was a violation. I'm just like, no, I felt like that was like a little like, I don't know if I would have done that. I don't know. I just felt like, yeah, Wes, I think you should take your hands off that. I just don't.
So Kyle's like, what's the last thing you remember, Wes? He's like, well, I remember the bottle spinning around, but I don't remember you guys. Just a boy, guys, a boy with a white claw. Just like, you were like grabbing Sierra's leg the whole game. Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. And he's like, oh, no. Oh, stop. So then Amanda's like, maybe you've been too nice to him. Have you ever thought berating him every time you see him? She's like, well, I think that's it. I've just been too nice. So Wes tells us.
And they start laughing, yikes, because clearly she's not been too nice to Wes. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm sure that's every guy in this house's problem. I'm just too nice.
So Wes is like, yeah, he tells us there's always like a little something there, but I still haven't had that real conversation with Sierra. So I don't really like truly fucking know anything, but like maybe she's at a point where like this is something, but like, I don't know. Well, thanks for sharing, Wes. That was great. That was very insightful.
He's so romantic. Now everybody is getting ready to leave and saying bye and all that stuff. Thanks for the makeup, Ben. He's like, oh yeah, we killed it. By the way, I want you to know, on your way home, you are forgiven. I'm good. I am good, little lady. Right?
Did you think that it was appropriate to touch my cheekbone while you were kissing me? Because I never said that it was appropriate. Okay, we're good. We're good. All right. You can have a nice tearful drive home. I'm okay.
I'm now Bailey, my little theater kid on Summer House, has the most natural scene ever. She's walking down the street. And she's like, I'm going to call Carl because I really miss Carl. I have missed Carl so much. I am going to call him. Let me lean on this building and call Carl. Hello, Carl. And he's like, oh, hi, it's me, Carl. Oh, hello. Is this Carl?
Yeah, it's me. It's Carl.
Well, hello, Carl. This is me, Bailey, from the Summer House.
Oh, how are you, Bailey? Wow.
Hi, it's me, Carl. You've reached my teeth. I'm not here right now to take the call. But if you'd like to leave a message and your phone number,
The rest of my body will soon be here to catch up with my teeth. We'll call you right back.
Well, I did have a very long weekend, but on that note, I wanted to ask if you wanted to grab coffee or grab lunch or something this week so I can catch you up on everything because you were sorely missed.
She's making all these kind of soap opera faces during... What is she? She's very aware of the camera, this one.
She's like a detective announcing the end of the mystery. She like who she...
She's like in a like semi-formal brown dress, like leaning up against a building. Like,
hello, shall we make a lunch date? Or
so now am I supposed to believe that Bailey and Carl are going to date? I don't. I don't believe it.
No.
This show does not need to be a dating show. I don't need that.
I know.
I like it when they kind of happen to date, but now it's just becoming a dating show. I don't need this.
Well, you know what? Carl probably put in a request to producers. He's like, probably I'm on the sidelines a little bit. So do you mind putting me in the mix a little bit? Oh, find me love interest. Oh.
Guys, huge plan for this year. I'm sleeping downstairs. I'm in the mix. I need a love interest. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Like Mariah Carey said, make it happen. Oh. So we get a flashback to 2 days ago to explain why the hell Bailey is calling Carl right now. And we see Bailey and Levi are talking, and Bailey's like, I'm so sad that Carl's not here. If he was here, I'd be going downstairs and talking to him right now, just as you would, just gabbing away as you normally would with your love interest. And Levi's like, well, you can call him. She's like, no, I'd probably just start sobbing.
Yeah, he's really such a good person to talk to.
Yeah, he's so nice. It's like making me cry how nice Carl is. Oh my God, I miss Carl. I miss Carl. I miss Carl. I miss Carl more. I miss Carl more. I miss Carl more.
Nobody misses Carl. What are you talking? Carl doesn't do anything. Carl just stands there. Give me a break with this. I miss Carl.
What are you talking about? Carl 14.0. He's in the mix. What are you talking about? He's like standing there in the mix. I'm like the wooden spoon when you're making brownies, just in the mix. Oh, I'm looking forward. By the way, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the city because we haven't seen each other or much of each other other than that one time at Ben's happy hour. Remember that? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
That means Carl. So much to me. That means so much to me, Carl. I'm so excited. I'm going to text you and we'll hammer out the details, but I'll see you this. Hold on. I have a call coming in from Levi.
Who?
Levi.
Who's that? Jeans?
Levi. Hold on. Levi, hi. Hi, Miss Carl. I miss Carl too. I miss him so much.
Oh my God.
I love him.
I'm calling Carl. Great. I'm sobbing right now. He's on the other line. I'm actually already starting to cry because he's such a nice guy. I think he's trying to do a flashback to Ben's singles party because he keeps on saying blah, 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 but I'm not letting him flashback.
He got flashback, but I need to flashback to talking to Carl because I was talking to Carl right now, but now I'm talking to you and I really miss Carl. So I've got to go.
Hi, what's that, Levi? I'll tell Levi, say, look great, by the way. So then, yeah, Bailey's like, what a sweetie. Now it's Wednesday and KJ goes to the gym and in comes Dara. So it's weird because I feel like, is she a cast member or is she not a cast member? Because she's not like in the house, but she gets confessionals. I don't
understand. She's working on it. That's for sure.
I know, she's rising.
Yeah.
I'm like, watch out, Levi. So Dara, they are getting to have a little boxing date, a little warm up and everything. And Dara's like, yes, my nice. And he's like, yeah, did you grab your gloves? And she's like, yeah, I have them. I brought them and the hand wraps too. He's like, yeah, I'll help you put them on. She's like, yeah, I need a little bit of a tutorial. He's like, yeah, okay. Let me give you a tutorial. This is how you put on your gloves if you're a lover boy. That's who I am. I can't help it.
And when she comes in, she's like, oh, wow, I see you're already gloved up. Wow, were you gloved up? Were you boxing already? Wow. And she tells us, yeah, I was born and raised in Boston. So, like, I was raised to take no shit. Like, did you hear that thing I said about the gloves? I'm Dara.
Yeah, yeah, I'm from Boston. I've got the right stuff. New kids on the block. They're from Boston, too. That's just sort of like who I am. I was a very physical kid. And, like, there were times where I'd, like, be sent home from elementary school because they said, she won't stop punching boys in the arm. And my mom was like, you get a boxing bag, and before school, you get to have a minute with your boxing bag, which I, like, looked back. It was, like, kind of horrifying. My mom was also Melissa Leo, and she was just, like, really trying hard to get me into a boxing movie. And it never really happened, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm tough. I'm Dara. I hit a boxing thing before I went to school every day.
Okay. I'm sure.
So what you're
I'm sure this little kid, she has a boxing. Her mom's like, here's something to hit every day. Go for it.
She's like, so my backstory is that I was an unruly child.
And I got kicked out of school for being a total monster. So yeah, here I am. I'm Dara.
So he has to, he's showing her how to box. And he's like, I want you to just focus on how, like, I'm immediately coming back to this, like, right here, like, standing position. Because you got to protect yourself. Do you like that guy more than me? Look, there's that guy over there. Do you think he's hot? Am I bigger than that guy? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's like, you're really hot. You can just do it. I can just watch you. Because you're really hot when you box.
My flirting style now, we're not like trying to go full bully, but I think a little bit of like playful teasing. Like, I feel like it's like an initiation fee, you know, like if you can handle a little bit of jab, then we can keep on talking, you know, and like that kind of vibe. I like that she goes, we're not trying to go full bully, sort of implying that that's what she used to do. Like, if I like a guy, I just will bully him. But now I'm not full.
Yeah, because that's her style. She's always like, oh, really? You're drinking before I even got here? Wow. Really starting it off right. That's me, Dara. I'm a tough chick. I'm a tough chick from Boston.
Hey, but this weekend's the party. You, if you would like to come, you should come and, like, bring some pajamas.
Oh, really? Is that you asking me to sleep over?
No, it's my way of saying the house is drafty. If you're sleeping on the sofa, you might get cold. So make sure you have some PJs.
Wow, is that the best you got? Is that the best flirting you got? Or is that flirting? Tough Dara.
Now it's Thursday, and I call in Amanda's. Amanda's giving a dog a treat, and Kyle's like, hey.
It's a weird treat, right? What is it? It's like a little bottle, and you open the bottle, and then you squeeze the treat kind of into the dog's mouth slowly? Like the dog's like drinking out of the top of the little bottle? I didn't understand what the treat was.
It's Craig Conover Spritz Company, and they're like, we give you dog treats. Like,
why would you do that to me, man?
So he's like, I'm a zombie. Sometimes when I wake up, like even if it's after an hour and a half, I can't go back to sleep because I'm my own worst enemy.
She's like, She's doing that thing where her eyes are really wide because she's like trying not to yell at Kyle. She's like, Do you think that maybe you should like be like cutting back on some of the stuff that you do, Kyle?
Like what? I'm sleeping?
No, you know, like DJing.
No, I know. I have to fly to Dallas on Thursday for 12 hours because I got a DJ, you know, stuff like that.
Well, maybe if you could change things.
But like what? What would I change?
She's anything. Amanda's like at this place now where she now is just like smiles when she nags Kyle because she's just so over it that she's like, I just have to laugh because he's so predictable. Like, audience, you see this, right? You see that this, I'm not crazy, right? Like, look, like he's about to fall into his own trap, right? Like, she's actually like entertained by this now. So she has a full smile while she's saying this stuff, which is what's so funny. And she's like, well, I don't know. Maybe some of the new careers you've taken on, you could change. And he's like, the DJing not only brings me probably the most joy out of everything right now, but also helps connect the dots with Loverboy. Yeah, but like the traveling is always like a lot for you. Amanda, I just can't. Like, there's just like not a great place. Like, among the various opportunities to like pump the brakes, Amanda.
Yeah.
Like the same.
This was the good thing about it for me is that they're both obviously do not discuss anything together. They don't talk to each other anymore. And they're only talking to each other because there's cameras there. And they're both looking at the camera. Like, they're both looking right at the cameraman. Like, can you believe this fucking idiot? So fun. She's like, so anything you can give up? He's like, no. And then he knows what she's doing. So he keeps looking at the camera and kind of laughing like, go ahead, like anything to say. They're just using the cameras against each other, and it's so funny. He's like, well, you know, I haven't talked about it with you, but I'm close to signing with a manager, Amanda, and it'll help me book better gigs that pay more and like devise a DJ strategy. And she's like, well, how long are we gonna do this DJ thing for? And then he just goes like looks at the cameras like, really, she's gonna do this to me on camera,
right?
Oh my gosh, and you guys, he's don't like, even talk.
After I have commissioned a photo where I look seriously at the camera and wear like a little pleather jacket, you're really going to do this to me? It's my DJ career. And Amanda's like, is there another part I should dwell on? Because he's like, you're dwelling on the DJ part. Well, what else am I supposed to dwell on? How about all the stress from Loverboy? I don't know. She's like, well, we don't ever talk about the DJ thing. We've talked about Loverboy for years, and I know it stresses you out. And I know you're always trying to figure it out. And I'm just like,
wondering what your plan is with the DJing, but also because, like, you know, I'm not really roped into it. I didn't marry a DJ. And she like smiles, looks at the camera, like, that was pretty good, right? And she's like, and all of a sudden I'm now like the wife of one, right, America? Right, right. Like, do you see this being like a long-term thing? Smiling at the camera, like, this guy's crazy, right?
I love seeing when you give your friend advice and then they take the advice. Like Sierra told her a couple weeks ago, you didn't marry a DJ. Like, you did not sign up to be married to a DJ. You did not sign up to be a DJ's wife. And so now she's like, well, I didn't marry a DJ. And all of a sudden, I'm the wife of a DJ. She's smiling like, thanks, Sierra. Ding, ding. So she's like, so you're just going to be a nightlife now, Kyle? And he's like, well, I mean, I'm not like buying a bar. I'm not an idiot. Looks fucking softy over there. She's like, but you're going to be like...
It'd be funny if they just both started laughing and that was the thing that healed their marriage. Is like, you're right.
I'm not going to buy a bar without alcohol, like that moron. And she's like, but you're just going to be like traveling and playing late all the time. Like, that's just going to be it. Like, that's just how things are going to be. And he's like, well, not only am I making money at a time I'm not paying myself at Loverboy, I'm making money doing DJ gigs, but I'm also getting Loverboy into venues that normally charge. And I just don't understand how she doesn't see it from my perspective. Kyle, here's how I think everybody sees it. Loverboy is tanking. And instead of accepting that Loverboy is tanking, you're using it as an excuse to go to bars every night, which you've been doing for years. But now you're adding the DJ thing and using Loverboy is an excuse to DJ and using DJing as an excuse to keep doing. You're in a cycle and it's a bad. It's not going to end well.
Also,
it's not going to end well.
Like, while you're sitting here talking about how DJing finally gives you the money, like, because you can't take money from Loverboy, like, do you have to announce this on the heels of explaining why you couldn't throws any money at Carl for his soft bar? You're like, I can't give money to Carl. I don't have any money to get a soft bar. I'm not even taking a salary. And then the next breath, well, I got a DJ because otherwise I don't get any money. This is how I get money. This is how I can get some extra money in my pockets. It's like, so do you have money or do you not have money to give to soft bar, right? So he's just talking about like, oh, some of them I'm paying for benefits in future. And I don't know. You would think that would matter to Amanda. So he's like, I think there's a path to making a very good living here. She's like, well, where do I fit in? Where does life fit in? I'm just trying to figure out how much you're taking us into consideration with some of these decisions. He's like, well, I thought you could maybe be the one to like order some CD cases on Amazon. That'd be pretty cool for my CDs.
CDs.
Wanna do that?
I love that Kyle's still selling CDs. He's out there on
some
the corner.
Jewel cases.
And yeah, give me some Betamax, you know, holders. So he's like, well, I mean, I get it, Amanda, but I mean, like, they both fight each other with wide eyes. Like, he gets really wide eyes and she gets really wide eyes. He's like, well, I mean, the alternative is just like sit around here all weekend and do nothing. She's like, no, it's not. I mean, we'll be doing things together, you know? Because that was always his thing before he started DJing. She was like, you're out drinking all the time. And he's like, yeah, but you're home depressed all the time. And you don't want to do anything but sit around here and get high and watch Netflix.
But like, why can't they find a balance? That's what I don't understand. I mean, I think they just, obviously that Kyle doesn't want a balance, I believe, or they don't want a balance. But to me, it's like, okay, DJ, have your fun, but come back to me and spend time with me too. Like make me a priority as well, because then I will support this fun thing that you're nurturing over here. But if you're just diving into it and then you're acting like I'm the crazy one, because I'm feeling lonely over here, and then the loneliness is making me depressed, and then you're going to act like you're the victim here when I'm the one who's like my guy is out there and like just leaving me to just sit here and rot. Like, you know, like, don't do that.
Like, you're just not compatible, guys. You're not compatible. That man is only happy if he's out being social, and Amanda is home happy on a couch watching Netflix. That's okay. They're both okay. Just stop trying to make it happen. It's painful. It's fucking painful. So now,
or accept your differences. I have a very close friend, and he is an extrovert, and his wife is an introvert, and he goes out and he does stuff all the time, and she stays in, and they love that for each other. And she's like, oh, please go out, be with your friends. I don't want to be with them. like not like in a mean way. She's like, I want to be, I just don't feel like I want being around people. She wants to stay in. She wants to read a book. And like, and they both know what each other needs and wants and how they fill their cups and they support it and they always come back to each other. But my friend always is like, that being said, the moment she sends out that bat signal of like, hey, I need you right now, he's like, I'm going home, right? Because if someone's going to give you that freedom to be out and about and do something, then you have to be like, hey, if they're giving the bat signal, and it goes the other way too. If he gives the bat signal, like, I need you to come out with me tonight for this thing. And I do wonder if maybe one of the issues is that the bat signals in this relationship, Amanda's sending out bat signals, and then Batman's not coming back. He's not leaving the cave.
Well, I mean, the huge issue is that he's going out. She's saying, okay, go out and have fun. So he does. But then there are all these rumors and people DMing her that he's making out with people and cheating on her left and right. So this right. goes beyond just, you know, your friends. I think that works because they trust each other. And this right. one, there really yeah. isn't any trust Celebrities. There. So, yeah, this one
but I'm doesn't just saying, work for this like, one. But, yeah. I would not be surprised if one element of this is like, I'm giving you the freedom to do this, but you have to give me something in response, and I'm not getting that, and now I'm getting upset.
Yeah, she's like, well, I mean, we could spend time together, but it sounds like you're signing with a manager now, so I guess just figure that out. Okay, well, I got to get back to work. Because the whole time she's been eating a burrito, by the way. They're standing in the kitchen. This has been the funniest like eating of a burrito we've seen in a while. She's like got her eyes wide open, just staring at Kyle, smiling at him the whole time while she chomps down a burrito. And then she's like, okay, lunch is over. Bye.
I also thought it was funny when she said, got to get back to work. Because I was like, what work is Amanda doing these days? I guess the bikini business.
Yeah, she works from home and does the bikini thing and the lover boy stuff still.
Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
It's Friday, August 1st. Ooh, we're in August now. Oh, August, the saddest month, because it means that summer's almost over. And everyone's driving to the Hamptons, and we got KJ West and Carl are driving, and KJ's like, boys, welcome back, Carl. And Carl's like, ha, ha, thanks, great to be back in the mix. Ha. And West is like, I heard a word about town. Like, oh, really? What did you hear? Ha. A little date? Oh, yeah, Billy. I had a really good time meeting up with her. Hashtag Wednesday pancakes. Ha, ha. And I wasn't expecting to have as much fun as I did, and I really enjoyed talking to her. Ha.
So we see a flashback to the date. He's like, well, I've been seeing you on your flirting journey. I mean, are we flirting now? Is this flirting? Oh, my God. In the mix.
She's like, yeah, I mean, we are flirting, aren't we?
Well, I think so. This is flirting, right?
I think it's flirting.
Well, I think we're doing pretty good at flirting.
She's like, okay, yeah. It's really, yeah, that's fucking
like great flirting.
Wow. Fucking textbook
romance right here. We're feeling it's yeah. oozing off the screen, guys.
The sparks. Everyone, be careful.
Is the TV on fire? It's smoking.
don't bring in any hydrogen gas because there are spikes happening on screen. Sparks are happening. Isn't it funny to think that Paige's first season on this show, the entire storyline was like her and Carl hooking up and like making out in a pantry and like sexual chemistry and going on dates. It's like it just seems like so like how in what world did that ever happen? Like
how that was a different Carl back then.
It was a different Carl, a different Paige, but more of a different Carl than it was. And it's just like, wow, how times have changed, right?
Yeah, and it was still like, well, how are you going to pretend you're interested in me if you'll only take me out on Wednesday dates? Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Wednesday? Wednesday and here we are at a lunch date.
On a Wednesday.
Yep.
Just like, ew, gross.
Hasn't learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. So Wes is like, so was there any PDO or no? He's like, oh, well, I don't really know what PDO stands for. Does that stand for papaya? Papaya and dry orange peel, because that's one of my drinks at Soft Bar. I'm workshopping. Sorry, I'm
is that a public arms. Display of, oh my God, I'm in the mix. He's like, so, completely honest, I didn't clock Bailey in that regard, but like over the last month, I've been vibing with her and I feel a little, like depth of conversation with her that I really enjoy. You guys want to show that flashback again?
I think we're flirting.
Yeah, we're really flirting. Remember how you flirted that time?
Am I flirting right now?
I think you're flirting. Are you flirting?
I don't know. Super deep, guys. Super deep.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I have a little bit of a crush.
Oh, you know what else would be great if it was crushed? Me. Put your weight on me, Bailey. It's official. Put your weight on me. Oh. So then Wes is like, yeah, she'll probably for sure lay one on you tomorrow. Like, oh, well, she's not coming on this weekend because the producers always make sure there's one person who can't come and it drives the audience crazy that we can't have the whole full cast every single week. So she's going to have to stay back.
So me and Amanda are driving together and she's talking about how she went to her boyfriend Scott's restaurant opening in Miami. And it was beautiful. It was incredible. She's so proud of him. But it's long distance. And it's like really sad because she wishes she was with her boyfriend. And then they turn to Kyle's birthday. He's turning 43. And Amanda's like, yeah, he's 9 years older than I am. She's like, holy shit, Amanda. That's kind of insane. Why does he look like he's 15? Not even talking about your age difference. I'm talking about the man's genetics. Is he eating stem cells for breakfast? What the fuck?
Yeah, and Mia's like, so I kind of get the feeling the last few weekends, was it weekends or was it years? Something seems a little bit off at times with you guys. Yeah, it's hit or miss, you know. I'm going to just like put on, you know, a happy face for his birthday, but as long as he's in a good chipper mood, we'll be all great this weekend. So we'll see, you know. Hopefully Ben didn't piss him off in the car ride out and, Amanda's joking, like, I'm not trying to fuck my mate's missus. They're really, like, amused by that line. So now Kyle and Ben arrive because Kyle had to take a separate car because his car needed to go into the shop. So that's too bad. And he's like, I love being the first one here. So, well, are you going to go to the Rosé? Straight to the Rosé, I hear.
So they're talking about how it's his birthday weekend, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to exercise this thing. Oh, I know it's called moderation. And they start laughing. And he's like, you know, my grandmother on my dad's side was always like, age is just a number. And so on her birthday, she didn't want to be told how old she was. And I like that. You know, you're like, you're only as old as you want to be. Age is a number. And the number tells you how old you are and how long you've been on this earth. Stop getting mad at descriptors. You know, just not reading calories doesn't mean that they're not in there. You know what I mean? You're old.
I'll tell that to Adriana DeMora. Okay. Adriana's like, how could you put another math equation up? Every time she sees a math equation, she gets triggered. She can't watch A Beautiful Mind. She's like, they could put my age up on the screen.
Russell Crowe is trying to get me. He's trying to get me.
They cheers. Who wants to act their age? Not me. Lindsay arrives.
Lindsay is so.
I love that.
Okay, now Lindsay, this is when you're aging and you're fine with aging. Lindsay is like just going right into. She's still having fun and doing whatever the fuck she wants, but she's also accepting age so well. She gets out of the Uber and she goes, "And thank you. Have a good weekend. 5 stars. Hopefully you'll do the same for me."
She's one of those, which means she was probably a terror in the car. She's like, can you please pull over? I actually like this route, please. Okay, can we get a Starbucks? All right, can we go? Okay, 5 stars. It's all worth it because I'm going to give you 5 stars.
I
was like,
I just want you to know I've got your VIN number written down in my pocketbook. 5 stars.
It was just Aunt Rhoda. She was like, okay, honey, I'm actually not your Uber driver. I'm your aunt. Okay, AR.
Even Lindsay just trying to be nice just sounds so threatening at all times.
I know.
Terrifying.
It does. It felt like a veiled threat. Like if Lindsay gets a low Uber rating, she's going to like go to San Francisco and be like,
hey, am I the reporting Uber driver?
So Jesse is like, honey, I'm home. Any friends? Just cardboard friends? Just me? Oh, they're my friends. Because I guess he drove out alone also. And so he goes and says hi. It's just so funny on this show how like this is they could be in the same set for the entire show and shoot 2 scenes that are not on that set. And we come back, we see them all saying hello on the same set again. Like, hey, how's it going? How's it going? How's your week? Hello. they're all saying hello to each other again.
Zero's not coming till a little later. And so she's like, are you and Zero gone? He's like, yeah, I'm just chipping away at her. No, Amanda. And she's like, well, good to see you. And if I want to make out with someone, I'll make sure to ask you later. Everyone starts laughing. They're like, yeah, Lindsay the ball buster.
So me and Amanda arrive, and Lindsay's like, speaking of wifey, 5 stars, right? Hold on, excuse me, I'm just checking to see if my 5-star review's come in yet. Has it come in yet? I'm getting fucking mad right now, okay?
So Amanda gets there, and Kyle's like, how was your ride?
Great.
So they still hate each other. And then CJ West and KJ come, and there's a basketball hoop, and it has arrived. They're going to put it in the pool, you guys. Wow.
Yeah.
A pool hoop.
And Amanda's like, hey, Jay, did you see Dara? What did you do? He's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, my God. Look at that smile. He's like, what did you ask him? Like, did he see Dara? And they're all like a Twitter because, you know, it's going well. And KJ's being bashful. And he says that he invited Dara to stay over.
Yeah. So then Carl comes up. He's like, oh, hi, everybody. What are my checks? Because I'm in the mix. Hi. Hi, guys. She's like,
hello, Carl.
Well, hello, Lindsay.
How are you? You have a new haircut?
I just didn't put anything in it today, so kept it easy breezy. Did you get your haircut?
Carl, I'd love to see that you treated your haircut the way you did our relationship. Put nothing into it? Great. Good for you.
You got your haircut?
Not recently.
Okay. That's nice.
Are you sure you didn't cut it shorter?
Like you cut our relationship? No, I didn't, Carl.
He's like, okay, well.
Okay, well, just working on a friendlier relationship style here. Are you going to give this conversation 5 stars? I will do the same.
You guys are crushing it. That was great, you guys. I'm going to give you a round of applause. Yeah, I actually thought that was pretty good. Oh, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was beautiful. Lindsay's like, all right, I'm going to go now. So then Sierra arrives. Wes sets up this pool hoop that he's excited about. He's like, guys, I made it. But like, no one cares. He's like, okay, well, no one else is allowed to play in it then.
Because they're not Sierra. 12, West. Okay, for fuck's sake.
And then Lindsay and Sierra hug. And Lindsay's like, did I put my finger in your butt, by the way? I'm sorry. It's more action than I ever got with Carl.
So KJ and Carl are in a room. And Carl's like, oh, what's up? Well, how are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm like in a weird mood at the moment because, like, you know, I'm really trying my best to be friendly and just be cordial with Lindsay. I mean, to me, her energy is just like, I mean, I just don't know what I'm going to get. Like yesterday when I got lunch with Bailey, she was explaining how she spent a lot of time with Lindsay over the last few weeks. And of course, Lindsay's going to fill her head on everything that's gone on.
We see a flashback to Bailey being like,
well, we talked about you on the car ride and we talked about you at lunch. And she probably has the same review of you that Ben has about me when we're going to go with 2 thumbs down.
Okay, what kind of date was that? Was that a date? Flirting.
Not flirting. It just like caught me off guard. Like some of that commentary, I just like, I want things to be okay. I just wish I wasn't so sensitive. Come on, old Carl's coming back. I need to be new Carl. I'm in the mix. I'm in the sensitivity. Oh.
Well, I'm literally the same way. I cannot stop thinking because I can fixate on shit and then it affects my mood instead of actually being vocal and vulnerable about shit. Yeah. You want to try and get vulnerable?
Yeah. Get it off your chest, bro. Get it off your chest.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you already know. You already know. We're going to have a great weekend. Yeah, yeah. Going to have a great weekend because, like, I'm not sensitive and I'm in the mix. And it's like, new Carl. And I'm like, I'm like a fun guy. Ha, 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 not sensitive. So then Lindsay's like,
So outside, guys, I don't have a timestamp on this, but I know that Wes was rubbing your back, Sierra. And
we see a flashback to that. And Mia's like, I have my own theory, guys. I don't want to break the internet or anything, but I think Wes is in love with you. Like, oh.
Wow. Where'd you get that idea? Was it the moping Wes who was like crying while he was like trying to rub her back and performatively being a very sensitive person?
Was it because he realized this is the most gorgeous, wonderful person he will ever be able to meet and have a shot with? And he screwed it up. Badly and
actually don't think it's
every
that.
Single second.
I actually don't think it's that at all. I still don't think he realizes that. I think he's just like, I'm on a TV show now, Sierra's here, I'm just gonna try and make something happen and get some camera time. I don't believe one thing.
I actually don't,
this fucking guy.
I actually don't even think it's because of the TV show. I do think that Sierra, I think that he has I don't know if he's in love with Sierra, but I do think that he may be in love with the idea of being with Sierra. And I think that he sees Sierra as she's a super cool girl. Everyone loves her. She's like universally, I think, really loved by the audience, by everyone. And she just seems to get better every year. Every year, Sierra just becomes sort of like more and more of a star. She's drop dead gorgeous. She's just like someone that like you could, I think that he could see himself being this amazing power couple with her. And they would just like, they would run the tables, right? And he knows he messed it up. And it's like, oh, I could have that. So I don't know if he's in love with her necessarily. Maybe he is, but I think he definitely is like, damn, I get to spend an entire summer with this, like, this goddess, and I can't even, and I messed it up, and now I'm like, shit. So I think that's where it may be coming from more. Do you understand, like, the difference of what I'm kind of, like, trying to say here?
I do. I understand what you're saying, and that could be it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in his head. I don't see that. I see everything that you're saying about Sierra. I think that's true, but I don't think that he looks at it that way, because I don't think he sees her worth. I think he looks at her as a device, as some kind of a plot device to use. He was crushed by her last year, not by her, but by the public reaction to what he did, mm-hmm. and the audience's reaction to how she reacted. And now he's just trying to, I mean, I'm very cynical about it because I just don't trust him. I think he's a fucking loser, and I think he's a fucking user. He's a boozer, a loser, and a user. That's what he is. I don't trust one fucking thing out of him, and I don't believe for one second that he sees her worth. I think he sees her as a stepping stone.
Well, I should say it's not that he sees her worth. I think he sees how she's worth other people, if that makes sense. He sees how it would raise him up.
That's what I'm saying.
We both have a cynical take. Her. Yours is a little bit more cynical, but I think yours is more also like he's also using it for TV. And I'm not sure if he's using it for TV, but I think everything else I agree on. I think that he's seeing her as this thing that's like, wouldn't it be amazing if we were together? And
for clout,
that's the vibe that I get from him. So yeah,
but but you're saying like he's saying that he's if you're saying that he sees what they could be because she's so popular and this and that. I mean, isn't that just using her?
Yeah, I'm saying I agree. I'm just saying I just don't know if he's using her
just in a less harsh way.
Yeah, I'm just not adding the TV component. I'm basically saying, it's a harsher way of saying it. I think it reminds me of like when I first started dating, when I first came out of the closet, and like you message with like a super hot guy on whatever site, like Grindr or OkCupid or whatever. And for a moment you let yourself think like, wow, could you imagine like, if we hit it off, like we could wind up dating. And then I have this like super hot boyfriend, you know, like you have like a little fantasy, and it can be extended to like, oh, it could be, what if the person's like a celebrity, or what if they're like this wealth, whatever. You can just sort of have this fantasy of like, wouldn't this look good? Right. And so I think that's like actually a pretty natural thing that happens to like a lot of people. And I kind of like, I have my suspicions that that's what's happening with Wes, with Sierra. So I have in my mind, it's not extended fully to the place of, and it's for TV, so we could have a plot. So it's weird. I guess it's like a subtlety. So in my mind, I'm not saying that he's using her, but I do think that he may not be like, he still may be treating her like an object for his own self-image, as opposed to like just like who she is and the person that she is.
Okay. So she
very important, by the way. I'm so glad we got to the heart of this. It's really important to know.
No, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I just, you know, I mean, I don't,
I think we agree that I just sincerity think he's trash, may be in question. So, yeah, sincerity may be in question.
Yeah, we don't have to agree. I just think he's trash, you know. I don't talk
well, I think we agree most
I think ways. Him and Jesse are both absolute trash, and I don't think anything they do is sincere. I think it's all for clout. So I mean, that's
sincerity,
that's
what I think is definitely in question for sure.
So then we go to, so Amanda, you know, they're still talking about this, and Amanda's like, well, I mean, I think if he thought there was a chance, like there'd be more work that would need to be done on his end. And Sierra's like, yeah, you know, like it would have to be like the love would have to be professed. And then like, here's the things I'm going to change. And like, I'm not going to try and put together a set list the week of your birthday. You know, I don't need a DJ manager, et cetera, et cetera.
And Sierra says, but I feel like even if he was in love with me, He would never say it. He never says what he feels, especially in this house.
Well, in the history of Zarin West, would you ever in all the world ever give him another shot? Ever? Because I know for certain and absolutely without a shadow of a doubt that I would never, ever, 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 ever. Hold on. Let me go inside and go up to his room. Ever, 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 ever. Okay, I'm back outside. Give Carl another shot in life.
Like, oh, yeah, we know. And they all laugh. And Sarah's like, okay, well, like, when you put it like that, like, I don't know if I'm like, never, ever. So the doors open. Dun, dun, dun. So it's time to get ready.
Give me that bass line of like, let me make this clear for you. Just think about me and Carl. Are you at the me and Carl place?
Carl, you know okay. What? Lindsay is so needed for this show. She comes back on and it's immediately alive again. And she's not wrapped up in everybody's bullshit. It's not like, oh my God, the feelings in this. She's like, yes or no. Like, would you ever give this man a chance? That man is a fucking loser and I'm never going to give him another chance. Do you feel like that? Okay, then. Just say this. Let's move the season along here. I'm only here every other weekend. Let's get it moving.
I've got a baby. Come on now. So they're going to be going to dinner soon. And Sierra goes upstairs and sees Wes. And she's like, and he's like, how are you? She's like, great. Good. She's like, okay. So then he's like, do I need to like apologize for the drunk back rub? Like, honestly, not because it like was like, was it like invasive? Like, is Ben Mandelker going to get upset at me at Watcher Crappens about it? But like, did I just like make stuff weirder? Was it like fucking cringe and gross and like yuck? And like, that was the worst thing. And like, you could ever be. And like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, there's like no worse feeling than not knowing if you were cringe. When in doubt, if you're on reality TV and you think you may have done something that was cringe, it most likely was cringe. So that should help you going.
You copy your hairstyle from Benson Boone. You dress like a teenager and you don't take a bath and your whole personality is bar rot. You're cringe. Okay. You're cringe. Just in case your little voice inside of you is not telling you, here's the outer voice outside of you telling you you're cringe. Yes.
KJ's FaceTiming with Dara. He's like, you like my hat? And she's like, yeah, I think it's nice. You kind of look like you're about to solve 18 holes. Loser. I mean, come punch your face. Then Kyle's like, Amanda, am I going to be hot in this? She's like, I don't know. I'm not you. Happy birthday.
Okay, you're not me. I don't know if I should wear a sweater or not. Sorry for asking my wife. But then Ben comes out. She's like, that's a nice outfit, Ben.
Fucking Kyle can't win. I
you
love
it. You've never looked more Australian. I was like, he could be wearing a black hat with little teeth on it and a vest, but that's fine. So then everyone goes to dinner and Wes is like checking his wallets and phones and stuff like that. So they go to this place called Kasaki and they sit down and Lindsay, they're all getting their seating and they're all choosing where they're going to sit, etc. Because this has to be like a 10-minute process. And Kyle's at the head of the table. And then as usual, the boys all wind up on one side. The girls are all up on another side. And they're like, why does it always have to be girls versus boys, you know? And Sierra's like, I like it.
So Sierra tries on the little golf hat, KJ's little golf hat. And Lindsay's like, Carl, I have a question for you. You talked to Bailey this week. And he's like, oh, yeah.
I caught up with her. Well, she texted me on Saturday morning and was like, hey, I had a rough night. Like, crash out hard.
Can confirm. Sierra's like, yeah, confirm.
He's like, yeah. And then we ended up going out together. I mean, like, it wasn't a date, but it kind of felt like a date. We talked about how much Lindsay hates me the whole time. So pretty much a date.
I mean, basically my teeth were on a date, but the rest of my body was just in a chair about 3 feet behind them. I was like, okay. So Sierra's like, did you guys go out at night or during the day? It's like, oh, during the day, waffle time, right? Pancake time, right? She told me a little bit about your conversation, by the way.
Oh, what about my conversation?
He's like, well, that you were like, go for it and kind of like, whatever. And Lindsay said, I said you should go for girl. And Carl's like, yeah, no, I appreciate that.
She's like, you're welcome. See, I'm nice, everyone.
He's like, but she did say that you were like, hi, give Carl a rating of 2 thumbs down. 2 stars out of 5. Bad Uber score. Yeah, but go for it. Thanks a lot, Lindsay. Thanks.
And I was like, well, what was the feedback?
She goes, well, I mean, she paraphrased that.
Okay, well, tell me what you said.
Well, I said he probably won't have sex with you, but he's a great conversationalist.
Amanda goes, you were so close to being nice. I mean, Lindsay and I weren't sleeping together because of how not stable a foundation we were on. But then when we first started dating and having sex, she used to say it was the best sex of her life. I said, was it as good as your hugs? Because your hugs are so good. Oh. But before that, I used to get destroyed for being a fuckboy, for having like too much sex. And now I'm like being more careful and I get dragged for that. Like, I can't win. Like, it's so hard being in the mix.
You just can't win with your Carl. So Carl's like, hey, man, is there a world in which I can try that? And she goes, depends on how you are the rest of the weekend. But I'm being nice. She goes, okay, then you can have a sip of my drink, huh?
But he says it in such a serious way. He goes, I'm being nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Carl's like, by the way, everyone, as you all know, I'm training for a marathon, so I'm big on running these days, more so than ever before. I invited KJ to a running thing this week, and I got there, and I see him, and right next to him is, wait for it, Daryl, and they were very cute, and the vibe was really good. Look at me gossiping about relationships with the youngins. I'm in the mix with KJ and Daryl.
So they're like, what's the vibe, KJ? And he says that she's emotionally intelligent, and that's like so important, you know. And it escalated quickly, and Kyle's like, yeah, I want to know how it escalated quickly, because I'm out of the mix. Oh, I'll give you some lessons, my brother. And KJ's like, we vibe checked. And Carl says, kids these days, all vibe check. So they're laughing and they're questioning him on how many times they've seen each other. And it's like every other day. And, nice. You know, he's not counting, but it's every other day. And so, like, oh my God, you guys are in love. And Amanda goes, Jesse, do you want to give him any advice on moving quickly in a relationship?
He's like, well, I would just advise you to take it slow. It's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing, bro.
What else did you learn, Jesse?
Sierra's like, don't admit the truth. And so we have a flashback to the Lexi situation last summer. And Lindsay's like, and also, like, don't you use Sierra as collateral? And Sierra's like, yeah, please say that part out loud. She's like, Jesse's like, don't use Sierra as collateral.
West is sitting up straight and taking notes. And so we see West like, oh shit, now it's my turn. It's my turn to get in trouble.
I think I'm about to get in trouble real soon. Yeah. Jesse is like, yeah, and Sierra, it was never my intention to use Sierra as collateral. It's like, yeah, but I was collateral. And we see that when they're talking about the collateral, it's because at the reunion, there was Jesse was taking photos with Sierra and it was making Lexi feel like Jesse was using Sierra to like rub it in Lexi's face. If I remember correctly, was that like the gist of it? Like you're trying to kind of make Lexi feel bad to be like, well, now I'm with Sierra all the time. And so it sort of made Sierra feel like a prop.
And virtual reality did not help. Cause that guy's like, yeah, well, it seems like Jesse and Sierra are like taking photos together that look very flirty and commenting on each other's social posts. Like, kind of feels like they're trying to rub it in your face. Like, So we cut back and Sierra says, yeah, like you're creating this narrative that things we're doing are weird and manipulative, like us hanging out together. And like, she's like, but he posted it on his story.
The only thing I like rubbed on my face is lip liner.
So Amanda is saying, yeah, that's another good piece of advice, by the way. Don't talk to the press. Wes can tell you that, too. And she's like, yeah, Wes can tell you personally. So of the specter of the New York Times article returns. By the way, I think you can talk to the press about your relationship.
We can talk about this again. The New York Times article.
I think you can talk to the press about your relationship. Just don't have any illusions after that happens that you can, like, get back together or something like that. I think the way that Wes handled it was like, he should have either been like, yeah, I talked to the press because this is what was going on in my mind. And it seemed like a cool thing to do. And it was what it was. That was our relationship. He could have either stood in it or just not done it in the first place. But of course, Wes, he does it. And then he's like, well, I didn't realize it was wishy-washy.
He spent a year being a fucking baby about it. Like, I'm being attacked. Instead of just saying what he did at the end. When he said at the end of the season, it actually made sense. Like, kind of his explanation. And maybe it just took him a year to come up with it. I don't know. Because obviously, I don't like the guy. But I remember him saying something along the lines of, like, Sierra, we were supposed to, you know, we were dating and then we were supposed to get together around Christmas and then you just ghosted me. You wouldn't call me back. You wouldn't text me for 2 weeks. And I thought you basically dumped me. So when I'm asked, like, what's our relationship? I just got ghosted. So I was saying, like, it didn't work out or whatever. And then Sierra said, well, Christmas is really hard for me because of my family. And that's when I just turn off. And that's why I wasn't answering your call. And he's like, well, I didn't know that. All that made so much more sense than the whole year of whining and hand-wringing and this and that. And it was like, oh, okay. Like, it at least made sense to the audience. Like, I at least got what the fuck the whole thing was about, you know? But he's just such an absolute wuss, you know? Yeah. My God, that it took that long. And the fact that they still have to bring it. It's like Amanda still has to bring it up every single time. You know, she's like, let's talk about Lexi. Okay, now let's talk about this. Like, oh my God, Amanda, stop. Stop rubbing our faces in the past. Ask Bailey if she's flirting or something.
Right. So Best is like, I think I'm going to say one thing though. I empathize a lot with how our relationships ended. And I did like a lot of interviews and I was like, hands are up. He's like holding like an invisible beach ball. Like while he's talking, he's like, I did a lot of interviews and like, I just don't think like I knew any better, but like, it's gross to talk about the relationship publicly. And I don't think I really grasped that until, I was on the other side of it. And then when Lexi was doing that to Jesse and like you and me, like, I just want you to like know that I like see you way more than I did prior. Lindsay's like,
wow, full circle moment is what you're saying. Ooh, five stars. You'll give me 5 stars too, Wes, because I was the one who set this up sort of in a way. Not really, but 5 stars also for me, please.
So she's like, you know, like, go back to all those interview things. I don't think you guys realize the interracial aspect that exists in this, because I get a lot of blowback that's very racial. You know, I'm the first black person in this house, and then dating publicly and dating white guys specifically publicly, it's this whole contraption that you guys don't even understand and you can't empathize. And he's like, yeah, you know, and then but when the reunion happened, I was getting smoked and I was being called racist and people were, you know, like DMing my family and shit for this whole thing. And I was panicking and I didn't know what was going on. And so I thought, well, if I can make things better, as long as I'm not saying anything bad about Sierra, it'll be okay. But I didn't know and I apologize.
And Kyle's saying like, guys, I think we've covered some ground here. I feel like you guys, even though it wasn't all that long ago, it feels raw, it feels fresh, kind of like my beats, just saying. Could maybe do some DJing right now. But to see you guys having fun, buddy-buddy, last weekend at the end of the day, you get DJing for DJing, right? And I know there's an underlying friendship and mutual respect, and it's been tough, but he's like, you know, Kyle's doing this sort of like nice like Band-Aid moment. And Sierra's like, you know, and you know, I operate on the basis of, I feel like I just expected more out of you, West.
Yeah. And he's like, but if I knew then what I know now, I would have been just different. I apologize.
So now the show sort of gets a little bit more serious now, or not even serious. It's just more like it's not being as reality showy, because now they have a really good conversation about race and interracial relationships, etc. And Sierra is telling us that the hardest thing for her and West was that everyone was always like, oh, you let a white man play you out on national TV. And like, regardless of how we feel about each other, it's the way that it looks to the entire world. And like, yeah, I guess if I could help it, I would, but you can't help who you love. You can't help who you're attracted to. And he was my friend at one point and we did have a relationship, but I know we do care a lot about each other. And it's just like, it's not just fun and flirting. And I do think we have a much deeper relationship than anyone ever would ever see. And she's basically like, and she's like saying, I'm a little nervous for this season to air because I know I'm going to get it all over again. And essentially what she's saying is, on top of the usual things that people weigh in on, she has the weight of this being an interracial situation. And like that just adds a whole other layer on it that, you know, the white people just can't really understand.
Yeah. And then KJ adds that his sisters go through it a lot and he starts crying and he's like, you know, from the guy's perspective, it's like, well, she's just complaining, but it's really fucked up. And he said, it's not normal. And I don't expect you guys to understand because you aren't in our skin. But even with me coming into the house, being the first black guy, I've added pressure too. Like literally the past few weeks, I've just been in my head because I'm thinking, don't fuck it up, you know, because people are going to judge you so harshly. I mean, God, that's a lot of. That is a lot of crazy pressure to have to deal with.
Well, you have to do so much self-monitoring, I imagine. There's so much self-monitoring about trying not to come off as like aggressive or angry black man or angry black woman, which is so unfair. And he says, that's why he says, like, you always have to be thinking 20 steps ahead. And Mia's saying, this is what we were taught. And, you know, she's saying that, you know, she starts talking about like the conversation and that you have to conduct yourself in a certain manner so you're not seen as a threat, so you're not seen as aggressive or angry or scary, and all these connotations that society has put on us for so long, even though there's nothing angry about you, there's nothing scary about you, but that's what the world has made us look like. And so, and then Kyle actually was like, you know, my takeaway is that I have a temper and I can just pop off and I have anger management issues. But when I do that, I'm not thinking 20 steps ahead. I'm thinking in that moment. And right, he's basically kind of expressing like he has the immense privilege of being a white man who can get angry and know that it's not going to come with an outsized penalty, you know, that could lead to incarceration or worse. So he's having that, which is also, by the way, amusing, because then we go later on, we go to the trailer for the season and we see Kyle popping off just once again, leaning into that temper. I was like, there it is. there it is, Kyle.
Yeah. Having an absolute fucking cow and throwing a drink against the door. Carl's like, well, we just want to have your support and have your backs and support you guys. Go ahead and make sure we're doing our best to make you feel loved or whatever. So, you know, they're like, our job is to be your family. So it's a nice scene and they all hug.
It's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
It was and a really, really lovely scene.
Amanda's like, okay, let's go around the table and say one nice thing about me. Ben's like, oh, God, please no. Please let's not do that again. You want to fuck Ben? Well, I do too, to be fair. Ben, 5 stars. 5-star fuck.
And that was that. And then we got the mid-season trailer, which looks like a total shit show, as is what always happens, because as the summer goes on, they get crazier. So looking forward to the second half of the season. Really lovely, lovely and important discussion at the end of that episode, which was good. And yeah, can't wait for the next one. So thanks for being here, everyone. And we will catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.